This week, we're taking you inside a new Congress and how the balance of power is undergoing some seismic shifts. As House Democrats are out and Republicans are now in control.
434 representatives elect have recorded their presence. A quorum is present.
Can you tell us what happened on the floor today at the House of Representatives?
The House of Representatives met for the first time in this Congress, and the first thing that the House does is try to elect a speaker. And I say try to because on the first ballot, they failed to do so. Kevin McCarthy, the presumptive speaker since Republicans won back the House, had to win a majority of the votes, and he came up well short of that. There were 19 Republican members of the House who voted for somebody else, leaving him well shy of the majority that he needed. So what that means is we've made a little bit of history here. We go to multiple ballots to elect the speaker for the first time since 1923. That's 100 years ago. And so beyond that, what happens from here, nobody really knows. But what we do know is that this is a pretty inauspicious start for Kevin McCarthy in what is really his second bid to become speaker.
Today, as the new members of Congress settle in, we're spilling the tea on the drama behind their first big vote for the new House Speaker and why some Republicans think Kevin McCarthy ain't it. So this is a pretty wild way to kick off the year. And we're just talking to you now, Aaron, right after the first round of voting after 2 p.m. this afternoon. But, you know, embarrassment aside, why is this such a big deal? How unusual is this? Of course, as you say, it's been 100 years since anything like this has happened, but could you break it down a little bit more for us?
Yeah, so I think there's a real question about whether this is symbolic, at least going into this vote, whether this was going to be some symbolic rebuke, an effort to gain some concessions on the House rules. There is a contingent of the House GOP that basically wants to change the rules to empower rank-and-file lawmakers on committees, on certain procedural matters like being able to remove a speaker. These are all kind of some of the many asks of this group of lawmakers who held out. I think the fact that there was this many defections makes the road back for McCarthy more difficult than I think even some people thought it was going to be. There was a group of about five holdouts that had indicated they were hard-nosed on McCarthy heading into this, and that would have been enough by itself to prevent him from winning. The fact that there were 19 on the first ballot means that McCarthy needs to win back a lot of these members, and they're all asking for different things, so that's not an easy task.